Bushun and in a way, Magani dug. Beshago, Benicia quay indigo, mang and do dame. Ka osa squajime cargan dunjaba, gama squa wako carganda. Elaine Fleming, indition a cause. Welcome, my relatives. My spirit name that the universe knows me by is One Thunderbird Woman. I'm a member of the Leech Lake Nation, and I live in Gamesqua Wako Kag, also known as Cass Lake, Minnesota. But the Ojibwe name meant that this was a place where there were bountiful red cedar trees that are no more because of the logging industry, I'm told. And I'm known as Elaine Fleming. I welcome you to History of Leech Lake. And so I'm talking about news on the that was shared with our peoples through the Debajaman in 1987 in the December issue. And Debajaman meaning telling stories, telling our truths. So during that edition, there were several articles about Ojibwe elders. The newspaper back then had Terry LeDuc as its editor and writer. She was also the photographer. The artists included Farron Blakely, Kevin Goose, Stacy Huff, and Steve Primo. Steve Primo today is a very, very well-known artist. The stories included many photographs of our people who have now, many of them have gone home. So they have gone on to the west to that place that is more beautiful than the sunset. This particular edition provided a look at data concerning Indigenous Americans, which included the Eskimo and Aleut. In 1987, ARP's portrait of older minorities was shared. ARP said that the proportion of elderly among the Indigenous American people had grown faster than in other minority groups. Between 1970 and 1980, our numbers increased by 65%. Between 1970 and 1980s, in 1980, our numbers had increased by 65%, the elderly, a rate twice that of the white or African American elderly. 52% of our elderly lived in rural areas, a far greater proportion than any other subgroup, compared to 52% of our elderly living in rural areas, only about 10% of Asian Pacific Islander or Hispanic elderly lived in rural areas, and only 20% of African American and 26% of white elderly lived in rural areas. Of course, because of the relationship Indigenous Americans have with the federal government, it's understandable why more of our elders live in rural areas. We were concentrated on reservations as our land and our resources were taken, particularly during the 1854 to 1870 reservation-making era. Remember that Leech Lake, Cass Lake, and Winnebagoosish reservations were established in the 1855 treaty with the U.S. government. And we were incorporated under the umbrella of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe in 1934. Now we're known as the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, LLBO, of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe incorporated. So what is Indian country like on the Leech Lake Nation? The Leech Lake tribe holds the smallest percentage of its reservation than any of the state's tribes. And the county, state, and federal governments own well over half of the original land. Of the 864,158 original acres, nearly 300,000 acres are surface area. of the three big lakes. What is that? That's Leech Lake, Winnebagoches, Minnewakass Lake. And the National Chippewa Forest has the largest portion of the land. 75% of the national forest is within the reservation. This leaves less than 5% of the land owned by our band. So you look on the map and you'll see Leech Lake Reservation. And it looks large. It looks huge. And within its, the reservation boundaries, that's all considered Indian country. And we have civil regulatory jurisdiction within Indian country on our nation. But we really hold in trust just 5% of that land. There are 11 communities on our reservation, and the people are organized. They've organized their own community councils to give a political voice to their concerns. These community councils are called Local Indian Council, or LICs. The smaller communities have facilities for community events and services such as medical clinics and programs for elders. The 11 communities are Cass Lake, where our tribal headquarters is, Ball Club, Bina, Cass River, that's also known as Pennington, Inger, Onigum, the Mission, Smoky Point, which includes Kego Lake and Boy Lake, Sugar Point, Oak Point, and S Lake. And as of September 2015, Leech Lake Reservation's enrollment was 9,509 people. We are pretty much a rural people still today in 2016, with about 50% of our band members living on and 50% of our band members living off the reservation. So yes, ARP's portrait of a greater number of Indigenous American elders in comparison to older minorities of other races, our people living mostly in rural areas in 1987, 29 years ago, is understandable. It's understandable today. We were concentrated on reservations. And for many good reasons, we chose to stay on our reservations. These reasons include things like our language, Ojibwe Mo'win, and our culture. These reasons include our families. That's where our families live. That's where our history is, our own history of Leech Lake Nation. And it's where our land base is. They say we're water people, that 50% of the Leech Lake Reservation is water. And we eat the water beings, the fish. And in our migration story, we were told to go to the place where food grew on the water, Manoman, the wild race. And so our land base is important to us, and our governance. We as a nation, as Leech Lake Nation, we have the right to self-governance, to self-determination. And in 1987, when this newspaper article that I'm talking about was issued, we were in the self-determination era, and we were nation building. You know, when we built that the elderly complex that I talked about in the last show, that's an example of nation building. So ARP also reported in 1987 that about 96% of our Indigenous American elders lived in their households in their communities. Concerning education in 1987, ARP reported that the quality of our elders' education in the U.S. school systems had been poor. Nearly 12% of our elderly had no formal education, and about 22% of our elderly had graduated from high school. And, of course, this all goes back to the boarding school era, the assimilation era. 1870s to 1934. So I will continue with history of Leech Lake the next time. Miigwech bisan dawiyeg. Thank yous all for listening to me. Miigwech mi'iu.